This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Six after the hour. Sorry about that, boys. I was wrong. I'm thinking of the other end of the hour. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Still sorting out some of the things from our move to the new facility. It's amazing what technology is all about, isn't it? When you think about it, J.J. Kirshner is here with me on the Good Day program. It's
Justin,
just
how far we've come since its inception.
I know. And what is technology when you think about it? Technology back 120 years ago was Marconi doing what he did to get sound to come across the radio, right? The radio waves. And then there's Edison and the light bulb and how all that. It took 2,000 tries before Edison was able to get the light bulb to work. So maybe it's going to take us 2,000 tries to make this to make all of this work. Let's hope that's not the case. Anyway, some news that's pretty good here for the zoos in a couple of different states, Nashville and Oklahoma City. Excuse me. Let's meet Lola, who is the Oklahoma City Zoo's 11-year-old female tiger, a Sumatran tiger, gave birth to two cubs this past weekend at the zoo's cat forest habitat. And then it wasn't only Oklahoma City. That's not the only place, the only zoo that had twins. The Nashville Zoo announcing that Jules, the clouded leopard, had given birth to a male and a female cub. How often does this happen, I would wonder? And how is the you know, we have twins in our the human, every species. I've had twin calves. Matter of fact, I've had triplets born from one cow. It's not great for the mother, but you know, in this circumstance. Okay, here we go. This is of note because they are critically endangered. Is that why this is such a big deal? It would seem.
They are vulnerable, definitely considered vulnerable and endangered species. But I feel like any time a new baby, insert whatever creature here, it happens at the zoo, it always makes news and headlines. But the fact that there were two sets of big kitty cat twins, kind of exciting stuff. They're so cute.
How do you take care of these animals? Who does the zookeeper? You can't just walk in and make sure that I wouldn't trust a tiger, even if they were tame. Remember what happened to,
Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Roy stuck his head in the tiger, and the tiger almost bit his head off. After years and years and years and years they turn on you.
Wasn't that up for speculation that he was experiencing a medical situation, a medical emergency that they hadn't realized yet, and the tiger was actually trying to save his life? Isn't that a storyline that came out of that?
I think there was now that you mention it, he was having a stroke or something. Wasn't that what was going on? But he stuck his head in the tiger's mouth, and that was part of the act. Now, I don't remember all of it because it's been a while, but I think, now that you're jogging my memory, could be that was the case. And at any rate, it doesn't seem normal to lie down, although there was a picture on one of the agricultural trades that I read last week, now that I'm thinking about it, of a tiger lying down with a cow. And I'm trying to remember what the circumstances were, but the tiger and the cow had been together. I think what happens here, and this is one of the fundamental things in nature, we have a sort of a nature theme going today, folks, in case you haven't heard some of the conversation about why and where all of these things happen. It's not just by accident. And so if you have an animal that is being nurtured by what could be its mother, or it could be somebody else. Here's another example from the farm. People say they love it when I tell farm stories. But we had twins born to a goat last week. the mother fed one and wouldn't feed the other one. So the other one is being fed by a volunteer on the farm with a bottle twice a day. So she takes this little goat out, gives it the bottle, and then when she walks around the yard, the goat follows her as if she was her mother. Because to her, the person who's feeding her is her mother. And then, you know, you go around the spectrum when, to not to color this with the discussion of abortion and all of that stuff, but when people adopt children, they don't know, I don't know whether, is there some such, not being of the female species, can a mother who's not the birth mother nurse a child that they adopt? How would you have?
Oh, yeah, that's because remember when wet nurses were a huge thing back in the day?
Yeah,
you definitely can.
Okay, so then
but most of those women had already given birth, and that's why they were lactating, and then they continued to keep lactating because they were using that milk. There's a lot of women who have lactated for years and years and years, not that their child needs it anymore, but because they can donate that milk or sell
it. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Life is so fascinating. And so, and I'm off on a sort of, as I said, I'm off on a sort of philosophical bent onto what life is all about, becoming, I think that you got to think about this stuff more than once in a while, because it is the very nature of how we live and how we survive. To know, and we, there's a psychological reward to knowing that the offspring are going to carry on. There's something also that's been researched by a lot of people who are interested in the human psyche and what there is in the psyche that gets us to protect our young at pretty much all costs. It doesn't make any difference whether it's in the zoo in Oklahoma City or Nashville, or whether it's in our own home, or whether it's the cow that didn't want the two calves that I put in the pen last night because they weren't hers. So you know what Mary did? Mary runs the farm. She took some poop from the rear end of the natural calf and stuck it on the backs, on the backside of the two calves that we introduced to the mother. And so the mother, in smelling, knows the smell of her calf, so now with that smell on the other two, she won't reject them. How about that for understanding life and how it works? If the smell, if the right smell is there, they will not reject. I wonder if that has to be true across the spectrum of animal life.
Well, isn't it whenever, even just in the wild, like in our own neighborhoods, if we see a baby deer or a baby bunny or something, isn't it, aren't we always told not to touch it because the parent
mother
may
will
be,
smell something, yes.
Yeah, the
right.
Mother may just be going to get food
reject
or something and coming back.
Yep.
Keep an eye on it to make sure it hasn't been abandoned, but if you touch it before it's time, then the mother might reject it.
Reject it. Yep, that's very true. All right, so there's some more about life. Hopefully that stuff's being taught in, I never learned any of this stuff in biology or botany. I learned it on the farm. And one of the things that I'm trying to do with my farm is make it, when we open up on the weekends, make it obvious to people what life is about. Where does it come from? And where does food come from? A lot of parents just don't talk about it, and it's too bad because it really is. It gives, I think what it does is give the child a sense of security. Don't you think? Don't you, you know, living with someone who is, you can't, women, babies can't take care of themselves. For how, up until what age? I remember I started sort of living on my own when I was, I don't know, 5 or 6. I took care of myself. I fed myself in the morning. I fed myself. I did, my life was me. I didn't have, you know, there was some input from parental stuff, but not a lot. So I managed to survive on my own. So how does that happen in the wild? How does a mother who has cubs out in the wild, how does let's say you've got an antelope and it's got a cub, or I think they call them calves with antelopes, and the tigers are trying to eat and they chase the antelope around and they grab the baby and eat that. I think that's one of the worst things about some of the shows on PBS that show, some of the Disney shows that show how, I mean, it is life, but it's so gory.
What Disney shows are you watching?
Oh, some of the stuff that where they show the tigers chasing the antelope for prey and then tearing and ripping them apart.
Now, that's like more like National Geographic.
Whatever
it is.
That's
not happening on Disney Channel.
It's gross.
It is. It is a lot. Or when you see the sweet deer that's trying to get a drink of water and all of a sudden the giant crocodile comes up.
Yep,
or alligator.
Eats it. Yep. No good. In a moment, we talk about over-the-counter birth control pills. Here we go again, but I think these are things that we need to be talking about and focusing on as well. So we'll get to that after this.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Coming up on 19 after the hour on the Good Day program. Okay, for the first time, a pharmaceutical firm, Jay, has asked to be allowed to sell birth control pills over the counter. What will women think of this? This makes it a lot easier than getting a prescription.
Well, yeah, when you think about it, it's the most common form of contraception in the U.S., but you can't get it without a doctor's prescription.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why do you need... Is there something else that happens to your body? It seems to me I've read that, and women that I've been with have said that they use birth control for other things. To regulate
like
stuff, cycles, I don't know.
That's what it does. Yeah, that's what it does. And it's not just for birth or pregnancy prevention, too. If people have ovarian cysts or different hormonal issues, birth control can help because it does change up the hormones a little bit.
So what my observation here on this as I continue to look at it, we all talk about it every day in some way, shape, or form, is we were woefully unprepared for the results of this Supreme Court. Nobody thought about it. It's not the Supreme Court's job to think things through. They're just supposed to rule on whatever is in front of them. And nobody thought about, okay, what happens if? And this is the problem with big government. Too many decisions taken away from the individual and made into, you know, law or codifying them without thinking, okay, what if somebody's sick or what if there's this circumstance or that circumstance? And this is why these things blow up in the faces of people who have not thought through what needs to be thought through. And it's causing chaos, unnecessary chaos and strife, unbelievable stuff. 21 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The biggest problems involved with man-made glucose in products because of the deleterious effect that they have on normal human physiology. And blocking calcium assimilation into the system is one of the most important. The key for your body to absorb calcium from your diet is the presence of vitamin D.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Program with a focus on social media and what's trending, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been a while since we heard anything from J-Lo or Bennifer or whatever the latest reference is to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Does that mean they bought the house, they moved in, and everybody's going to live happily ever after?
Hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm rooting for.
All right. Well, anyway, Lopez has been interviewed, and she talks about something that really changed her life. And we'll talk about that after this.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's night. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
All right, so Jay, what's up with Jennifer Lopez and what happened to her that may have changed her life when you get right down to it? It's interesting how people that you think you know have stories and they come out a little bit here and a little bit there. So what's come out?
Yeah, J-Lo's always been a huge advocate of health, and she eats right, she works out, she takes care of herself, she takes bubble baths regularly, she tries to get about like 8, 9, sometimes 10 hours of sleep a night, and it wasn't always that way. When she was in her late 20s, apparently, she was working so hard, she was getting between 3 to 5 hours of sleep a night, and working through the weekends. There was never a day off. Even a day off was still filled with something. She was doing things at night, doing things in the morning, making music videos, doing films. And one day she was in her trailer and she started thinking about everything that she had to go through and do that day, kind of her little tasks and to-do list mentally, and she just froze. She started experiencing her first and possibly only full-blown panic attack, and she had no idea what was going on. Her bodyguard had to carry her, put her in the car, drive her to a doctor. She thought she was going crazy, and the doctor was like, "You just need sleep." Like, she ended up having this kind of full episode from just going into overdrive and such a lack of sleep. And then after that instance, that's when she was like, okay, I need to take better care of myself. I can't do my work if I'm not taking care of myself and at my 100%. So she has made it a point to get quality sleep every night, take time off every now and then. And and when you're in your late 20s, you have all the energy in the world. You feel invincible. She realized she wasn't.
Listen, it happens to a lot of us. I've lived my life that way. I have every day is filled 7 days a week with activity, with doing things, whether it's work that surrounds this program, or whether it's the farm, with my family. There's always something going on, and I feel better most of the time, if not all the. Well, there are a few exceptions here and there. We just want to take a deep breath. So everybody, take a deep breath. 28 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
How bad is inflation in America? We'll find out tomorrow with the Consumer Price Index for June to be released. Pennsylvania's Democrat Governor Tom Wolf vetoed a bill that would have barred biological male athletes who are transgender from competing in women's sports, calling it discriminatory against marginalized youth. NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines on Fox News overnight.
Being someone who witnessed that firsthand, being at that competition in March, I saw the amount of tears shed, the extreme discomfort in the locker rooms, you know, the talk of anger and frustration. And so I definitely think that, you know, I'm speaking for a large majority here.
Former Attorney General Bill Barr has been subpoenaed as part of Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion is seeking $1.6 billion in damages. Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Two Mexican cartel members were busted in New York last week with $1.2 million worth of crystal methamphetamine. They were released by New York officials because of new bail reform laws there. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says the Department of Justice should have stepped up and arrested these guys, but they didn't.
The federal government has laws that would make the distribution of this amount of methamphetamine a 10-year mandatory minimum and also have a bail policy that makes us a presumption that they would be detained. So this is an area where the federal government should step up, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and arrest these people, and they should have been coordinated on the front end. And instead of spending all of their time worrying about, you know, preventing moms and dads from speaking at school board meetings and shutting down what they call disinformation, They should be focusing on this because this is the most significant or one of the most significant criminal issues going on right now. And to let these two walk and everyone associated with them, you know, also walk but because they're not catching them is really putting the community at risk, making everyone's life less safe.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra on Monday released guidance saying that health providers who perform abortions in emergency situations are protected under federal law, regardless of what bans are in place in their states. The question now is, what qualifies as an emergency under a state ban? Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Half the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here with me as we survey what's going on. I was thinking about people and what happens to people involved in our network switching and the people that have been hired, and how do you find out who people really are before you hire them? How do you do that when it comes to dating somebody or getting to know anybody?
See when they, if they put salt on their food before texting. That's what you do.
That's it. That's the lesson of the day. All right, some good news from a small town in Finland using sand to store heat from renewable energy sources. Ah, this is a good idea, right? Water heating. Well, when you get down to brass tacks, sand can be a lot hotter than water. Water stores heat at 100 degrees centigrade. Sand stores heat to 500 degrees centigrade. So, and that's 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So when you walk in the sand, there's a, I don't know, maybe this is an indicator. You go to the beach this summer where it's really hot, you don't have, you're just barefoot and you're, you know, we've all had this experience as a kid, right?
Yeah. And if you dig into it and somehow it's like it's getting hotter rather than colder, that's always so fascinating. But just the fact that the sand can hold a higher heat for a longer period of time, and they've realized how to kind of use that and harness that into this quote-unquote sand battery, it is going to help so much. Especially, what, in Finland where it's 6 months? Is it 5 months out of the year for winter?
Awful cold. Yeah, for a long time. That's a place I wouldn't want to live at all. It's worse than Alaska. Alaska is not that cold now anymore. I mean, it's colder than it is down the lower 48. But it's still, it's not like, what's the Polar Express? Is that what they call it? When there's a big whoosh of wind and cold.
Oh, the Polar Vortex?
Canada. Yeah, right, that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, how is this being used? Why they have the sand battery that they're using in their cities to store energy, because it'll last in. So is it really a battery, or is it just a big pile of sand?
Seems like it's kind of just this big pile of sand in a silo.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to have their first commercial winter this year using this stuff. So they keep, there's this water goes through the sand, and they use the water. This is what sort of is confusing about what they're doing with this. It's something that is, you have to have a broad imagination in order for this to be understood, because it's so contrary to what we think of as heat. We think a flame has to heat like wood or oil or gas or something, and you have to keep heating it in order for your home to stay warm or the water to stay hot.
Mm-hmm.
But in this circumstance, because the sand holds the water, holds the heat for so long, you don't have to keep applying heat to keep things warm. Am I reading? That's kind of what I'm reading into this. And
yeah.
The more sand you have, the less expensive it's going to be to heat your home.
And the longer it can hold for. Exactly.
Yeah,
And this comes at a good time because Finland's government joined NATO, and so they've lost all access to Russian natural gas.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, listen. We're not doing enough to curb Russia. As a matter of fact, let's talk about that in a second. What they're doing, they've killed more people, and they're trying to undermine what's going on with Ukrainians. We'll talk about that, what is going on over there, right after this.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Ray Maliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips.
and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, 40 past the hour. The situation in Russia, or from the Russians to the Ukrainians, apparently 29 people were dead yesterday after a Russian strike hit an apartment block. These bastards, man, I'll tell you. They have no, there's nothing about life. There's nothing that they care about. They're just miserable curs. There's no reason to attack these homes, these apartment complexes, just out of spite. Just kill
people.
For them.
Yeah.
Right. Just kill them
zero need.
Because we can. And we're letting this guy get away with it. It's on and on and on and on. It isn't a complex task here, getting rid of this guy. How do we change the scenario? How do we change the dialogue? How do we change the reality? The rest of the world is going to let this guy blow up everything, kill everybody, because that's what he wants to do? The world
next.
Yeah. I find this to be the most offensive part of being a human being at the moment, frankly. Letting this guy get away with what he's getting away with.
And Putin is even fast-tracking Ukrainians for Russian citizenship. So he's saying, any Ukrainians, we're helping you. If you want to become Russian citizens, we're fast-tracking you for your citizenship.
Anybody taking him up on that?
It is straight-up gaslighting.
Yeah, but is anybody going to wonder whether anybody's actually taking him up on it? Whether this is something that people, oh, yeah, let's do this. Or is it something that people say, you dirty, no good SO? That's the thing. The legacy that he has, there's not anything in his legacy that's good. He thinks that he's, I don't know what he thinks, frankly. That's the problem.
He believes he's saving people. Or
no, he doesn't.
Seems delusional, completely delusional. And then you have to remember, too, that in Russia, media is completely harnessed. And so there are probably a lot of people are not hearing about these casualties of civilians. They're being told, oh, we decimated a warehouse that had all of these weapons that were going to be used to harm you.
Yeah, right. No good. Okay, let's come back to America for a conversation about what voters are saying. There's a Gallup poll that's out today that has been aimed at Republican voters. About half of the voters in the Republican Party don't want Trump to run in 2024. Okay, so what's that going to get you? It's going to get the people who love Trump against the people who don't. More splits. Right? Instead of bringing our country together to solve problems, what we have are the parties are eating their young. That's really kind of what we've got going on here now, right?
We're seeing that with every party. People on the far left versus people on the just left of center. People on the far right versus people on the just right of center.
And why it is, people are saying to me when I make statements like I'm about to make, you're just another liberal, you're sounding, I got a program director yesterday sent a note to one of the consultants saying, Doug's sounding like he's going off the deep end, he sounds liberal, he doesn't like Trump. What? What do you mean? And this guy suggested that I shouldn't be expressing myself. Hello, that's what this program is about. That's what pretty much all of talk radio is about. You take the news and you talk about what's going on in the news. I'm not an analyst, but I do have opinions, and that's what makes people, okay, you agree or you disagree with me or with Jay. That's the way it's supposed to work. Not if you don't agree with me, I'm going to shut, well, you can shut it off if you want, but to have a radio station say, well, we're not going to carry him, or the manager, oh, he's getting a little bit to the left, get lost. It's really and truly, and really after thinking that I was going to respond to the guy yesterday, he sent me that note, and then I said, nah, I don't want to. But that's what we've got going on here. You're either with Trump or you're against him, you're either with the Republicans or you're against him, and these far-right extremists that took place, that took over on January 6th, all of that stuff further helps divide. And I think that's where you see Republicans running into trouble, because a lot of mainstream Republicans think this whole thing was ridiculous. And the fact that Trump looks as bad as he does in having, you know, at least if he didn't put it together, he sanctioned it. And, you know, people look at this and say, how is this helping the United States of America? Right? It's not at all. Here's another problem that needs a solution. We're talking about going to the beach and the stuff with the what they're doing to this creation of energy in Finland. There's a beach in Iowa today that's closed because they found a brain-eating amoeba in the water. Ah, yum.
Oh, this is like a scary movie.
Yeah, it really is.
It is totally the premise of one.
Right,
yeah, apparently this thing is, it's commonly referred to as a brain-eating amoeba, and it's detected in warmer waters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always super common, but it enters through the nose, and they're giving tips of if you're anywhere with warmer waters, either just keep your head above the water while you're playing in the water. If the water's too warm, just don't go out in it. Hold your nose, get nose plugs, whatever. And if you are one of those people who like to dig in the sand where the water's coming up, sometimes that can bring other stuff up. So it's kind of like, if you want to dig in the sand, dig in the dry sand, not the wet sand.
I'd never heard that one before, but that's very interesting. Play in the dry sand.
If the waters are warm, because this stuff lives in the warmer waters.
There's nothing.
Anytime the waters are warmer.
I love warm water. When I had my swimming pool at the last house, I used to keep it at 88. It was like a bathtub, and I loved it. But because you're purifying the water in the pool, you don't have that same concern.
Yeah, it's not the same as the lakes, yeah.
I think I remember this starting a few years ago when it was first discovered that when this stuff gets into your body, it eats your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was like a bad Halloween movie. You love those movies, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I worked on a film. I worked on a horror film that the premise was this brain-eating amoeba from space that turned people into zombies.
Good for you.
100%.
That explains a lot.
154 known cases since 1962.
Mm-hmm. So is it worth the time? If only 154 people have had the problem, is it worth our time to talk about it? Is it just one of those things? Oh, well, it's just one of those things. Can't do much about it. Or do you think really people heed? You think that people listening to us right now that are about to go into Lake Winnipesaukee, or they're about to go into some Lake Ticonderoga, or wherever they're going into the water, do you think they're really going to not go in the water? Or are they going to hold their nose? They're going to put nose plugs in.
If you know that there is a known situation, a known case in that water, yeah, heck yes.
Really?
That just happened. Like, oh, yesterday somebody was diagnosed with a brain-eating amoeba from the shores of Lake Erie. I'm not going to go into Lake Erie in the present
moment. Who goes swimming in Lake Erie, really? Honestly, come on.
A lot of people,
you
really?
You swim in Lake Erie?
Have you never been to Lake Erie?
I've been there, and it's dirty as hell.
It depends where you are, because there are some beaches where it's like
you're
you
in
just
the
walk
water.
Along. Yeah, you just walk along the beach. But if you get on a boat and you go a little bit further out, you can't see through it. It's not Hawaii. It's not the ocean, but it's.
Well, isn't that the first clue? If you look in the water and you can't see anything, that would be the first clue for me not to want to be in the water. If you, when you go in the water, you're supposed to be cleansed, are you not? Isn't that the whole thing with baptism? You're supposed to be cleansed by the water. So if you jump into dirty water, how is that?
They're not using lake water for baptisms, though.
Why? Of course they are.
You
want
to get cleansed? Go take a shower.
Where does the water come from that you drink? Isn't it purified water from the lake?
That
water. So where does the water come from for baptism? You think that it's, do they catch it in a cistern outside the church?
Have you never gone in any body of water?
Yeah.
They're all dirty.
Yeah.
It's not Evian bottles.
No, not if I take a bar of soap when I jump into the water with me. Clean it right up. 10 before the hour.
Thanks. Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stockwell is here, part of the Good Day Health routine that you go through every week. Dr. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner, has a great clinic out in Salt Lake City. He's been a great friend of mine and of this program for a number of years. I still remember how we met. It was over the food table when I went to do a personal appearance at the station that carries me and you in Salt Lake City, and you came up to me. I think I just put a carrot in my mouth. That's how well I remember. It was a spread there. The people came and we were talking to folks, and you said, "You know this?" Blah, 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 and I said, "No, I didn't know that." Yeah, to my office.
I can tell by the way you're standing, you're not comfortable. So before you head out of town after the show's over, I want you to come by my office.
Right. And that was the start of many visits to your office. Hey, kid, come visit me at my office.
Yes.
At any rate, Jack has some valuable information. The most recent Jack podcast, as a matter of fact, there are a lot of bits and pieces about vitamins always. Jack says that you can't stay alive without vitamin E. You'll find that and why it works for you and where you can get it and what it relieves, all that good stuff. All the information, all the podcasts are free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's see what we can lay on people today in terms of your heart and well-being. It's cherry season, fresh cherries all around, and they're yummy. But they're also, beside being yummy, are very good when it comes to your heart, I guess, right?
Well, it is. And one thing to keep in mind is that when people start looking to get vitamins or they want to get minerals or something else, and they start looking, well, I should get some vitamin C, maybe I should get some vitamin D. Nature, Mother Nature has provided just a beautiful spectrum of foods that almost every one of these has something in it that's very valuable to the human body, because we developed along with these kinds of things for the however thousands of generations we've been on this planet. And so when cherry season or peach season or pear season or walnut season or pecan season, whatever comes in, when it's at its ripest, it is ready to give you the bounty of what Mother Nature has packed into that food. And in the case of cherries, loaded with vitamin C, loaded with potassium, copper, manganese. And because of studies that have been done, not funded by the NIH, mind you, because they only fund drugs, but by other studies and nutrition journals, cherries help greatly with the production of inflammatory, anti-inflammatory molecules inside the body that will target inflammatory diseases. It protects against cardiovascular disease. It helps to prevent complications from diabetes. And it definitely helps to promote restful sleep. The trick is to make sure you get organic cherries, because anytime we're dealing with fruit and it's not organic, you know this stuff has been sprayed.
Yep.
And the problem with fruits, unless it's like a banana or an orange or something that's got a tough hide on the outside, usually it's the pesticide, herbicide, whatever else is.
It goes right through the skin. It goes right through. You're going to wash them.
And you have to be careful.
Yep. So under the circumstances, I remember buying something, though, a few years ago that was supposedly aimed at helping wash. It was called Organic Food Cleanser.
Yeah,
and you sprayed it on, and then you put it under the water. It was supposed to get into or take care of the stuff that was natural, because there are natural things that will happen to the skin. If you don't spray, if the commercial arborist isn't around in the springtime, and you have a apple orchard, or you've got an orange orchard, whatever it is, and they don't spray the trees, by fall there's going to be little pock marks, and there'll be little bug infestations. Yep. And so, you know, they don't want to sell you that stuff, because there's nothing. What's the old expression? What's worse than finding a worm in an apple, finding half of a worm in an apple.
Yep.
Yeah, so people don't want to eat worms.
There's another old saying that kind of goes along with that. If mold won't grow on it, neither will you.
Yeah, right. That's very, very true. So anyway, I just think also somebody threw at me the question about L-carnitine and what it does. It has nothing to do with your heart, or does it? L-carnitine is for the nerves, right? To keep your nerves connected?
Well, again, here's another situation where a particular food is valuable and spread throughout the entire body. I mean, yes, it has value in the nervous system. It's got value in the heart. And it has value inside the mitochondria that produces energy. It's absolutely necessary for energy.
Got it. 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.